Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We left off. I think we finished daf Kuf Tazayin. We're up to Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are going to move away from the Seder a little bit in today's daf, and we're going to learn about the discussion of the word Haluluka and similar words that seem to end with Hashem's name. Is it Shem Kodesh or is it a Shem Chol? Is it one word? Is it two words? And that's going to lead us into a discussion of Hallel in general. When it was authored, who authored Hallel? The Gemara is going to discuss who David HaMelech had in mind when he wrote Sefer Tehillim, or perhaps he had in mind different people when he wrote different parts of Sefer Tehillim, and we're then going to elaborate on the idea that joy is a prerequisite to experiencing the Shechina and perhaps to learning Torah as well, specifically to learning Halacha. And the Gemara is going to discuss the brachos of Geula and Kedushas Hayom in davening, in Kiddush, on Shabbos, on Yantiv. So we have our work cut out for us. So let's begin. Top of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Haluluka v'keiskov yedidya achas hein. All of these words are really one long word. They are not separate words. So what does it mean? They're one long word. They're not separate words. Whether it's one word or multiple words. So the Rashbam on Kuf Tazayin Amud Beis in Dibur Maschah Haluka explains that it's Teva Achas Shel Chol Milashon Hilul. It's not a Hallel of Ka of Hashem. It's a word. It's just a separate word of Chol. The entire word has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem. It's a Lashon of Hilul, a Lashon of praise. And he says Keiska is also a Lashon of Kisei. It's not Kisei Shel Hashem, Shel Ka, it's a Lashon of Kisei, that very often you'll have the letters Yud and He at the end of a word to add emphasis to the word, but it does not refer in any way to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se. The Marsha asks on this that we're going to see soon that Rabbi Shimon Levi holds like Rabbi Yochanan that Haluka is one word because the Mashmos is Halulu Hilulim Harbe, that Hilulim Rabim, rather, that we should praise him many praises. So why would Rabbi Shimon Levi have to say this? According to the Rashbam, even if the Mashmos was a Lashon of Hilul, it's still one word. You don't have to say that it's Hilulim Harbe, that we're that Hilulim Rabim, that sometimes you just have the Yud and the Hey at the end. So the Marsha says that everyone agrees that the Yud and the Hey in the end of these words has something to do with the Shem Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's still a Shem Shel Chol, not a Shem Shel Kodesh, once you put it together with more letters. He says we find people that have names that have the Shem Hashem somehow in the name. You have Chizkiyahu, Yirmiyahu, right? Chizkiyahu, Yirmiyah, that have the Yud and the Hey at the end, and it's not a Shem Shel Kodesh. Those are Shemos that you're allowed to erase. They're not. They don't have. These people are not named for HaKadosh Baruch Hu per se. And that's the Yedidya also, the name of Shlomo HaMelech. As opposed to, he says that's when it comes to Yedidya and Keska. Masha'in Kein Haluka, he says you can't explain that way. So Rabbi Shimon Levi has to be Mefarish with as Hilulim Rabin, that he has to explain it in some other way. But either way, once we connect other letters to the Yud and the Hey, it no longer is a Shem Kodesh, and it therefore can be Nimchak. I was once asked a Shaila by the Maccabees. They sing. So they were. They do a song for Lichadodi that's to the tune of Haluluka, right? But they wanted to know, they were joining some sort of competition that would involve a lot of secular music, and they didn't want to do Lichadodi words. They wanted to do the original words. They wanted to know, can they say that word in the song? Is it saying the Shem Hashem over and over again? So that's the sugya. Is it actually Shem Hashem? For whatever reason, the minhag is to be machmir, even though it seems that the halacha is not that way. It seems that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Levi, that it's not what we're about to see. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi also that it's not at all a Shem Hashem. But anyway, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Rav Amar Keisko Merchevya Achasein. Those are one word. Rav Amar Merchevya Bulvad, just Merchevya. Ibayilu Merchevya L'Rav Chisda Mai. What would Rav Chisda hold about Merchevya? So we don't know what Rav Chisda holds about Merchevya, because Okay, so Ibailhu Yedidyal Ravmai. What would Rav mean? Rav Chista was the one who listed Haluka Keska Yedidya. He'd never said Marchevya. So we want to know what he had to say about it, so we don't know. So Ibailhu, the Gemara says, okay, we don't know what he holds about Marchevya. Yedidya Ravmai. Rav said Keska Marchevya, he didn't say Yedidya. So what does he hold about Yedidya? So Toshma Adam Rav, Yedidya Nechlek Lashnaim. He holds it split into two, and it's therefore the yud and the hey is a shem Hashem. Lefichach yedid chol ka kodesh. If you say yedid separately, that's a shem chol, but the yud and the hey at the end of yedidya is kodesh. So the tashbeitz in Mitzvah and chel gal sim kofayin zayin is medayik from the Lashon, that because it's split into two, that's why the Yod and the Hey are considered a Shem Shel Kodesh. But had it been kept as one word, so the word of Chol, the word would be Chol Legamri, and it would be Mutter to erase it entirely. Because you can't say that it would have been Kulo Kodesh. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, says that any Osios that are Tafel to a Shem Hashem, Lefnei the Shem Hashem, before the Shem Hashem, are not Kedushos, don't have any Kedusha. So it wouldn't be an option to say that it's entirely Kodesh if it were all put together. So it clearly would have been entirely Chol. So it's only because it's separate that any part of it is Kodesh. So he says, based on that, all the people, anybody who has a name that has a Shem Hashem somewhere in their name, he gives examples of names that maybe aren't as common nowadays. Tzurishadai and Emmanuel, well, we have that. But he gives examples of those kinds of names where you have the Shem Hashem in those names. So he says those names are Shemos Nimchakim. You're allowed to erase them. They have no Kedusha whatsoever. And that's no problem. I remember once I was signing, when I was a Bachar, I was asked to sign to be an aide on a Ksuba. And the Masada Kedusha was Rabbi Teitz. And he told me, show me how you write your name beforehand. So I was always taught from second grade, my name is Aryeh, to write Aleph Reish Yud Dash Hey. So he said to me, no one thinks you're the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's okay. You can write it without the dash. So I said, okay. And I was so nervous, I just wrote it again with the dash. But since then, I haven't. So that's what the Tashbeis points out. There's nothing to that. It's clearly not a Shem Kodesh whatsoever. There are some names that are entirely the Shem Hashem. Shalom. Shalom is one of the Shemos of Shalom Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you're allowed to say that in the bathroom if a person's name is, right, the person's name is Shalom. So a lot of times when people, you'd find Gedolim when they wrote letters, Shalom Uvracha, they'd write Shin Lamed Vav with a dash. They wouldn't even complete writing the name. So maybe that's a different issue. This is where you just have two of the letters of Hashem Hashem somewhere at the end of your name. That's not Hashem Kodesh at all. So Yibayiluhu, Haluka L'Rav Mai. What about Haluka according to Rav? What would Rav hold about that? So Toshma Adam Rav, Chazin Etili D'Bei Chaviva, D'Chsibu Halu B'Chad Gisa, V'Kav B'Chad Gisa. He said, I saw that they would write Halu on one side, and then the Yud and the Hey on the other side. So obviously it's two words, and the Yud and the Hey is Kodesh. U'Pligid Rabbi Shoben Levi, and this is against Rabbi. So according to that Shita, right, the Maccabees would not be allowed to sing it, because that's really a Shem Kodesh that they would be saying. U'Pligid Rabbi Shoben Levi, and this is against Rabbi Shoben Levi. Rabbi Shoben Levi, my haluka, haluluhu bihilulim harbe. Rabbi Shoben Levi says, the word just means praise him with hilulim harbe. Upliga didea didei, and Rabbi Shoben Levi there's a stira within Rabbi Shoben Levi himself, I'm Rabbi Shoben Levi, because Rabbi Shoben Levi himself said, ba'asar ma'amaru shel shevach ne'amar sefer tehillim. Sefer tehillim, David HaMelech uses all sorts of different words of shevach, of praise, in authoring Sefer Tehillim. B'nitzuach, he uses the Lashon v'amnatzeach, b'nigun, b'maskil, b'mizmar, b'shir, b'ashrei, b'tehila, b'tfila, b'hoda'a, b'haluluka. Gadol mikula, the greatest form of praise, is haluka, shekol shem v'shevach b'basachas, because it includes not just shevach, but the shem Hashem, together with the shevach at one time. So this is the stira in Rabbi Shoben Levi. So apparently Rabbi Shoben Levi holds that haluka is halulu es Hashem. So it's kolo, the shem shel kodesh baruch hu, and the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all at the same time. So the Achronim have different ways of understanding what Rabbi Shimon Levi's Shita is. Some of the Achronim, the Taz in Eben Ezer, in Simur Kuf Chav Tes, so in Eben Ezer is where you have a lot of discussion of people's names, because we have to write names on the get, and better on the ksuba, and so we have to spell names correctly. So they're all the Nilsei Kelim on the side of Eben Ezer go through Shemos Anashim, and then the later Poskim go through whole new lists, because different names became popular. So the Aruch HaShulchan has his own list, and everyone. So you have all these different lists of names and a lot of discussion of the meaning of different names. So some of the Achronim, the Taz, and others explain that Rabbi Shimon Levi holds that the letters Yud and Hey in the word Haluka are Shem Shel Kodesh. So Mimela, the word Haluka, is divided into two: half Chol, half Kodesh, because it can't be that there would be, as we said before, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, it can't be that there's one word that has parts that are Chol and parts that are Kodesh, because that would be bizarre to the Kedusha. But in the original statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, he said it was one word, and if it's one word, then it's got to be Chol. So that's Hilulim Harbe, and then it would be Mutter to be Mochek the Shem Legamri. Other Achronim say that Rabbi Shimon ben Levi holds Haluka is one word Mamish, like it sounds from when he says Shekol Shem Veshevach Bebas Achas. It sounds like it's Bebas Achas, that it's one word. It's a Shem and a Shevach within a single word. And if it weren't if it weren't one word, the term Bebas Achas would be a little bit off. So what Rabbi Shimon ben Levi really holds is that one word can be made up of both Chulin and Kodesh. So Haluka is one word, even though it's Chetz Yochol and Chetz Yochodesh. But in the first Maimer of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, he holds that it's one word and it's entirely Chol, and therefore it's Mutter L'mocha L'gamri, it's 100% Mutter to erase it. So that's the either way, whichever way you wanna say it, whether the second version of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi divides it into two words or not, the second version of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi understands that there is Kedusha in it. The first version understands that there is not Kedusha in it. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Shabbatorah, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru, B'Shah Sha'al Minayam. The Shira in the Torah, Moshe and Klal Yisrael said when they came out of Kriyas Yamsuf, V'Halel Zeh Mi'amaro, who said Halel, who is the one that authored Halel? So Nevi'im Shabbatim Tiknun and Yisrael, Shi Omro Sa'al Kol Perak V'Perak V'Al Kol Tzara Tzara, Shal Tavu Aleihen. The Nevi'im amongst Klal Yisrael made a takana that we should say this Halel for every situation that comes, every tzara that Shlotavale and the Rashbam explains, it's a Lashon Nekia, that it's not Bedafka. We're saying that when we are Nigal from a tzara, so we say a tzara Shlotavale, the tzara that should never come, but when we experience a gula from a tzara, we should say a halal. The truth is, the Pashtus reading of the Gemara doesn't sound like we're saying the halal when the gula from the tzara happens. It says, I'll call tzara utzara Shlotavale, and for each and every tzara. That's what the Iyun Yaakov says, that it could be that the Nevi'im were Misakin originally to say Halal even b'shas ha-tzara atzma, as a kiyum of the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Dalet, k'shem shemavarchem ala tova, kach mavarchem ala ra, that we say Halal for the tzara. Or to put it differently, the way Rav Soloveitchik has, thinking Harei Kedem and Chanukah, the way Rav Soloveitchik has that when we experience a geula, we say halal not just for the geula, we say halal for the tzara also, because very often when we experience challenges and we experience difficulties, once they're over, no one asks for them, but once they're over, we see how much we grew from them and how much better we are because of the challenges and the difficulties that we went through. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just ala nisim v'ala neflos v'ala tshuos, but ala melchamos also. No one likes to fight a melchama, no one wants to be in a melchama. It's very risky to fight a melchama also, but once we go through it, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the challenges and the melchamos as well. That's why I saw recently someone was arguing with Malcolm Gladwell. They didn't like the David and Goliath book, his newest book, because he argues that people who are dyslexic managed to accomplish a lot more because they were dyslexic, because they were compensating for. So it could be that you can say, it's better to be dyslexic? No, it's not better, but sometimes a person goes through a tzara. When you go through the tzara, you can accomplish things that otherwise you would not have been able to accomplish, and you're thankful to have that tzara. You don't ask for it, but when you grow from it, we're thankful for the tzara. And when we have the gula, then we again say halal at the gula also. So again, it sounds like the tzara is separate from the gula. Tanya Hayremeir Omer Koldish Brachos Amurus B'Sefer Tehillim. Oh, by the way, the Yaakov, even though he says that the Nevi'im were originally Misaked, that we say Hallel during the Shas Tzara, again, different than Rav Salvejo. Salvejo said after the Tzara is over, we thank Hashem for the Tzara. But the Yaakov said during the Shas Tzara, he says, yeah, but nevertheless, we stopped that Minhag, because even though we're supposed to be Mekabel Yisurim Ba'ava, but it's very difficult for us to say Hallel on Yisurim. So even though that may have been the original Takana, he notes that that's clearly not the Minhag anymore. Tanya Hayramayram, Kol Tishbachos Amurus B'Sefer Tehillim, Kulan David Amra. All the Tishbachos in the Sefer Tehillim, David said all of them. Shnemar Kol Tfilus David Ben Yishai, Al Tikrikalu Ela Kol Elu, that all of these are the Tishbachos of David. Halal Zeh Miyamaru, who said Halal? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Elazar Beni Omer, Moshe V'Yisrael Amru B'Shah Shalom Min Hayam. Moshe and Klal Yisrael said Halal, and they came out of the Yam. So V'Chalukin Al Chaveirav Lomer, Shed David Amru. But his Chaveirim said that, no, my son Elazar's friend said, his colleagues say, that no, that David was the one that said it. V'nirim Dvarav mi Divrei Hen. But I think my son is right and his friends are wrong. Efshe Yisrael Shachtu Es Pesheim V'Natul Luvein V'Lom Roshira. Before David Amel, Klal Yisrael was taken to Lulav. Klal Yisrael Shechtin Karban Pesach. Part of these mitzvos of Netilas Lulav and Shechitas Karban Pesach involved saying Hallel. So how could it be that there was no Hallel to say while Klal Yisrael for centuries was taking Lulav and was Shechtin Karban Pesach? Dover Acher, Solo Shal Micha Omid Bebechi, Yisol Omer Sahalal. And another Raya. Is it possible that Klal Yisrael was composing the words of Halal while Pesel Micha was still there? It wouldn't make sense that Halal includes lines that those who make the idols should be just like them. And we're going to say that in a generation of David when the Pesel Micha was still standing. We wouldn't be so strong against idols. We wouldn't have such kind of as the idols are still standing. So it must have been that Halal predates David HaMelech. Those are the two rayas. The Pesach, the fact that we can't possibly Shechar and Pesach and be Nota Lulav, and the Pesel Micha. The Bahag in the Hakdama to Sefer HaMitzvos counts in his meaning of Mitzvos 18 days, like the Gemara in Eruchin says, 18 days a night that we have to be Gomer Behemes HaHalal. But he counts that as a mitzvah, as one of the Taryag Mitzvos. So the Rambam in the Shorish Rishon of the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam goes through before he counts the mitzvahs, all the shrashim, the rules of what counts as a mitzvah and what doesn't count as a mitzvah, because that was new. Most of the other Monei mitzvahs before the Rambam just said what the mitzvahs are. They didn't make any rules. You have to figure out if they were working with any rules or not, or just what they thought mitzvahs were intuitively. But the Rambam lays out rules, which makes it much more challenging to get to exactly the number 613 when you're following a set of rules. But one of the rules that he has is that we never count mitzvahs to Rabbanon, we only count mitzvahs to Araisa. So he says, how could you count Halal? David HaMelech is the one that authored Halal, according to one opinion in the Gemara. So how could you count Halal as a mitzvah, as one of the mitzvahs? The Ram holds mitzvahs to Araisa count, mitzvahs to Rabbanon do not count. Now the Bahag happens to count mitzvahs to Rabbanon also. The Bahag counts Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. So the Ramban writes to be Miyashiv that the mitzvah of Miras Halal is Minatorah, that Klal Yisrael should say Ashiru La Hashem, that when we came out of Mitzrayim, when Karlanu Asayam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good things for us. David, who came along and was Mesakein, a Nusach with Mizmorei HaHalel, but the idea of saying a Halel, the Iker, the mitzvah of being Mahal Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at certain times, that's a mitzvah Daraisa. And the Ramban's Raya is from our Suga, that Amiris Hal B'Moadim has to be a mitzvah Natorah, because if it were a mitzvah Drabanan, what's Rabbi Yossi's big Tamiyah? He's saying, Efshay Yisrael Shachtu Es Peschein, Natal Levev Lom Roshira. How could it be that Klal Yisrael did these mitzvahs of Lulav and Pesach and didn't say Shira? What do you mean? Klal Yisrael didn't yet have the mitzvah of Halal. Why would they have to say Halal? David Ubeis Dina were misaking it. No, but what do you see? What's his Tamiyah? His Tamiyah is that the Kriyas HaHalal is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, or it's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Regalim, that we have to have all different sorts of Simcha on the Regal. And the Simcha of Shiras Halal is included as part of that Simcha, aside from the Halal Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and the other days that we're not Gomer Halal. That's the Rabbanon, but the mitzvah of Halal in general is Da'oraisa. So the Achronim or Miyashiv, the Rambam, by saying that Rabbi Yossi was wondering, how could it be that Moshe and Klal Yisrael didn't think of it on their own to say Hallel even without a tzivui. That's Rabbi Yossi's wonderment, that they said that they knew to say Az Yashir. They knew when they came through Kriyas Yamsuf to say Az Yashir. So how's it shaykh that if they understood the spirit of these mitzvahs, the spirit of Simcha, that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is supposed to be done with, that the mitzvah of Luluv is going to be done with, that's what the Rabbi Yossi means, according to the Rambam. That's how the Megillas Esther defends the Rambam. Megillas Esther is the commentary on the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos. He named it after his mother, Esther, because when he was going to print, his mother died. It wasn't written by a man named Esther. It was written by a man who was the son of Esther. So he calls him Megillas Esther. So he says that's what the Rambam was thinking, that Rabbi Yossi was being Matmiya. How come they didn't think of it on their own? Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says that to say Hallel in all the days that were Gomer Hallel is a mitzvah midivrei Sofrim. And the Ravid says, what do you mean? It's mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. So we learn from a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay, but the Magen Mishnah is Miyashev, that pasuk is Nasmachta B'Alma. But anyway, the Rambam understands that it's a mitzvah midivrei Sofrim, that it's only a mitzvah midir Rabbanan. Okay. Further in the Gemara now, two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Chol shirus the shvach shomer David b'sefer tilim. Rav Lazar amar kneged atzmo amran. All the shirus and shvachs that David Amel says in sefer tilim. So Rav Lazar says he said it about with himself in mind. Kneged atzmo. Rav Shua amar kneged tzibur amran. He said it kneged the tzibur. He was referring to the entire Klal Yisrael. The chamrum yeshmen kneged tzibur. Yeshmen kneged atzmo. Some of them he was talking about the tzibur. Some of them he was talking about himself. Hamuras b'lashon yachid kneged atzmo. Hamurus b'lashon rabim keneged tzibur. Whatever was said b'lashon yachid was about himself. Whatever was said b'lashon rabim is keneged tzibur. Nitzuach v'nigun. By the way, just from that idea that it's keneged atzmo, keneged tzibur, and the Sefer Torah Samincha, he says that elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Both deos are MS. David said keneged atzmo, keneged tzibur. Like it says in Medrash Tilim, Rabbi Lazar Amar keneged atzmo, keneged tzibur Amar l'fisha kol ba'kashu tefilah shadu mevakesh mitzpalel. Tzarich l'shatef atzmo im atzibur. Any bakasha that a person davens, that a person asks for, he always has to connect himself to the tzibur. That's the Gemara in Brachos about tefilas haderech, and also tefilas tzibur, you have to be mevakish on yourself also, that in moridin l'fnei ateva el zakin v'chacham, and Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gemara in Titus, Rabbi Yehuda says, afal pi sheyesh zakin v'chacham, in moridin l'fnei ateva el metupal ve'ein lo v'yesh l'yigia besada, that you have someone desperate lead the tzibur. Why you have someone desperately the tzibur? He's davening for the tzibur. He's not davening for himself. No, you see that it's a two-way street. That a person who's davening for himself should be mishatef atzmo im atzibur. Shouldn't just daven for his own refuah. It's refa'enu. He should daven for the whole tzibur. But a person davening for the tzibur has to daven for himself also. A lot of times people don't realize that part. You know, people assume that they don't want to be a shliach tzibur fiyam noraim because they have too much on their own head that they have to worry about. They don't want to lead the tzibur. No, but that's good for the point that we dafka have a shliach tzibur who's thinking about himself and his own issues and his own needs also. So that's both are critical to be mishatif atzmo im atzibur and to be mishatif the tzibur im atzmo. They're both critical ideas. So that's how some of the achronim write over here about David HaMelech. So the Gemara goes on to tell us nitzuach menigul la'asal davo maskal al yidei Torah, describing the different lashonos that David HaMelech uses in Tehillim. Nitzuach and nigun relate to la'asal davo maskal al yidei Torgman, the David Mizmar belamit shesharsal of Shechina va'achar kacham Shira. The David Mizmar teaches us that he had the Shechina first and then he said Shira, that he needed hashoras Shechina in order to say Shira. Mizmar the David belamit shamar Shira va'achar kach sharsal of Shechina. Mizmar the David tells us that there was Mizmar first and then he had the Shechina on David. Then he was able to have hashoras Shechina. Lamdach and this teaches us sheina Shechina shara lo mitoch schok v'lo mitoch kalshrosh lo mitoch tvar mitelim and mitoch tvar simcha shel mitzvah. How does one get the hashras hashchina? It's not from sadness. It's not from mockery. It's not from kalshrosh. It's not from nothingness. It's from a simcha shel mitzvah. Shnemar va'atak chuli menagin va'yik nagin menagin v'tiel av yad Hashem. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav v'chein l'dvar halacha. It's not only true about hashras hashchina in general for tefillah, but for dvar halacha as well. That it has to come from simcha shel mitzvah. Amar Rav Nachman v'chein l'chalom tov. Someone wants to have a pleasant dream, he should go to sleep happy. Eini v'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav kol tam chacham yoshev nei rabba v'insav sosav notfos mar techvena. Don't we say that a person who's sitting in front of his Rebbe learning, he should be trembling in fear. Shnemar sosav shoshanim notfos mar over. Al tikri shoshanim el shoshonim. That it means anyone who's learning. That there should be this sense of bitterness that he has, this sense of trepidation that he has sitting in front of his rabbi. Doesn't sound like it should be a great sense, a sense of joy. So lo kasha, habarabba habatalmide. The rabbi should be overjoyed, the talmidim should be terrified. V'iba yaseima, hava habarabba. Or no, maybe everything's talking about the rabbi. V'lo kasha, hamakami de pasach, halabasa de pasach. That before he starts, he should start with the milsa de b'dichusa, he should say a joke, say something that's a little lighter. After he starts, then it should be with trepidation. That Rabbi used to have this practice that before he would say his shir, he would start off with a joke, and the Rabbanan would laugh, and then everyone would sit there trembling in fear afterwards, and then he would start the shir. The Pnei Yeshua in the Psichot Maseches Ksuva says that a milsa d'b'dichusa can't mean a joke. He says, what do you mean a joke? People, they don't, it can't be that they were engaged in Kalas Rosh and Stam telling Schok with Kalas Rosh. Those are dibur ma'asurim. There's no way that he would start with a joke. So says the Pnei Yeshua, milsa d'b'dichusa means that divrei Torah that are said b'derech chidud shalok fi halacha. It means something that's not said that's not halacha l'maisa, like a pilpul, a nice pilpul that's not meant as halacha l'maisa. That wouldn't actually be the shir. The shir, of course, had to be you know, lasuke shmeitzah libe dehilchusa. That's what Talmud Torah is all about, right? So that wouldn't be the shir. But what many people use today is the ikur shir. That's what the Pnei Yeshua calls the milsa d'b'dichusa. You know, it's a joke that they would start with. Most of the achronim understand the kipshuta. The milsa d'b'dichusa literally means that they would start with something more lighthearted. Rashi Masechta Shabbos says because simcha opens up the lev of the talmidim, they'll be able to understand the Torah. There'll be more people. Don't necessarily many people don't learn well when they're tense. They in a comfortable environment, their minds are more open. If they're if they feel that it's too tense or threatening, so they don't learn well. So you have to have they have to first feel a sense of comfort. Or some you have to be disarmed a little bit in order to be able to learn. It's the ABCs of teaching. Some of the achronim say the Panim Asbiros quoted over here in the Masifta that before learning you start with divrei tzchos to be ma'or simcha to have the ashras hashchina, because learning also involves ashras hashchina. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, shneim sheyoshim v'oskim b'Torah shchina shriya b'neihem. You have the shchina amongst you, so you're supposed to try to have the shchina. One of the ways of getting the shchina there is by being happy first. Tan Rabbanan, halal zeh mi'amaro. Who said this halal? Rabbi Elazar Moshe v'Yisrael amru. Rabbi Elazar Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it b'shash shamdu al hayam. Heim amru lo lanu Hashem lo lanu m'shiva ruach hakodesh v'amru lehen. They said lo lanu Hashem lo lanu. Ruach hakodesh responded l'mani l'mani yaseh. Rabbi Yehuda amru Yoshua v'Yisrael amru b'shash shamdu al hayin malchi k'nan. That knows Yoshua and Klal Yisrael when they were facing the malchi k'nan. Heim amru lo lanu u'mashiva v'chule. And it was the same response. They said lo lanu, not for us. And the ruach hakodesh said to them, L'ma'ani l'ma'aniya said. Rabbi Elazar Madai Omer, Tvoru Barak Amruhu B'shal Shamin Aleim Sisra. Tvoru and Barak said it when they were facing Sisra. Heimar Melolan, Ruach Chadosh Meshiva Omer, Zem L'ma'ani l'ma'aniya said. Rabbi Elazar Menazari Omer, Chizkia V'siyato Amruhu B'shal Shamin Aleim Sancheriv. Chizkia and his people said it when facing Sancheriv. Heimar Melolan U'meshiva V'chulei. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chananya B'shal V'azariya Amruhu B'shal Shamin Aleim Nevuchadnezzar Rasha. When they were facing Nevuchadnezzar. Heimar Lolanu Meshiva V'chulei. Again, the point is always that they say Lolanu, and the response is darn right Lolanu. It's L'ma'ani. I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it for the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Mordechai V'Esra Amru B'shal Shamin Aleim Haman Arasha. Heimar Lolanu Meshiva V'chulei. V'chamar Menavim Shabinem Tiknulem Yisrael Shiyu Amru Moso Al Kol Perak U Perak Val Kol Tzar U Tzar Shlotov Aleim Yisrael Ukshen L'gol Amru Moso Al Gulasan. That we say the Halal for every situation that comes up, every tzara that comes up at the time of Geula, we say halal to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us at a time of Geula. There is a discussion going back to the issue of the Mizmar LeDavid that starts with Mizmar, that David starts with Shira, because you need the Ashras HaShchina in order to have Shira. So the Gemara says Shchina is only Shora Mitoch Simcha, and the way to be Ma'or Simcha is Shira and Nigun is by singing. So the Rambam writes in Mar Nevuchim that Ben Levi becomes puzzled lavodas beis hamikdash bekol when he doesn't have a good voice, when he's unable to do shira. because the shir is he says ki hakavana b'shir gam shetispael hanefesh me'osin amiros ve'ena nefesh nif'eles ela me'halachadim hama'anyim u'belivoy hakelim k'mo shadavra ed mikdash tamid. It needs to be inspiring that when a person wants to connect to the Ribbono Shel'olam, they need to have a type of shira that will inspire them, that will be poseach v'lev, that will open them up. That's what Sefer Chinuch says, that since a person is a Baal Chomer, we need a lot of hisoris in order to connect to the Ribbono Shel'olam. Mitzad ateva, without something being ma'oruras, so then we're like sleeping, we're not going to be able to connect. So that's what the nigun, that's what the shira is all about. So that's the Sefer Hasidim writes that's why he says ideally when each bracha Shemana Esrei, when you daven, you should always add personal bakashos into each one to make it more real, to connect to it, to be able. But there's not always time to add personal bakashos because a lot of times you can't keep up with the davening as it is. So you add personal bakashos, forget about it. So he says at least say it in a niggin. If you say it in a niggin, that will bring it to another level. When you say something with a niggin, that brings it to an entirely different level. Rav Moshe was asked in the Tshuva, or Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Ches, sometimes you say the niggin, it sounds like a hefsek, because you know when you say the tune, it sounds like a havara. It sounds like you're saying a kamatz or a patach. Ay ay ay, you know all these. Is that okay? He says pashut that's okay. That's part of the tzur of tefillah, is that there should be a niggin, and that's not considered a hefsek whatsoever in the tefillah. Okay. So Amar Rav Chista, Haluka Sof Pirka. When we have the series of Haluka, so is the Haluka the beginning of the phrase of the paragraph or the end of the paragraph? So he says the end of the paragraph. Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Haluka Reish Pirka. That's always the beginning of the paragraph. Amar Rav Chista, Chazinu Lutili Dibei Rav Chanan Beirav Dichsivu Haluka Beemtz Pirka. Says I would see one paragraph and the other, and Haluka would be right in between them. So Alma Mesafkale. Apparently he didn't know where it goes, and therefore he put it right in the middle. He didn't know if it's the end of the preceding paragraph or the beginning of the next paragraph. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Kol Modim Betilas Hashem Yidaber Pi Varcha Bas Hashem Kachal Omved Haluka de Basrei Reish Pirka. Everyone agrees that the next Haluka is Reish Pirka. Rosh Yirav Akash Shein of Yechrak V'Namas Tavas Rishon Tavit Haluka de Basrei Reish Pirka. In that case also the following Haluka is Reish Pirka. V'Shamdim Beis Hashem Haluka de Basrei Reish Pirka. Another example where it's clearly Reish Pirka. Kroyim Mosif and Afaselu. So the experts in Mikra, Karoi, not the Karaites, Karoi, the experts in Mikra were Mosif and Afaselu. They added the following to the list. Minachu b'derech Yishtal, Ken Yarm Rosh, Haluka d'Basrei, Reish Pirka. The following Haluka is Reish Pirka. Reish Tchach, Miyar Sashem, Sechatov, L'chol Seim, Haluka d'Basrei, Reish Pirka. So name of Katanai, says Gmar, maybe it's Machlokas Tanaim. Adhech, Nu Omer, Beishami, Omer, Adhem, Abad, Smecha, Bezalel, Omer, Chalem, Shalmayna, Mayim. So where do we say halal till at the seder? So Bishami says until Eim Abarim Smecha, Bezal says until Chalam Shemayna Mayim. But Vitani Yidach, we have a brisa that reports that machlokas a little differently. That Ad Heichanu Omer Bishami Omer Ad Bitzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. That the way he has it is until Bitzeis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So one is the Moshiva Karsabaisim Abarim Smecha Luka is Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, the last pasuk Kuf Yud Gimel. Seisom Mitzrayim is Kuf Yud Dalid. It's still in Kuf Yud Dalid. It's the first pasuk in Kuf Yud Dalid. So you see that's the difference. So when we say Ad, so what do we mean? Do we mean until the first pasuk of the next paragraph or the last of the previous paragraph? So my labah kamivli, isn't this exactly the machlokes between the two brisos? The one that says that Beishami holds until Emabanu Smecha Savra Haluka Reish Pirka holds that Haluka is the beginning of the following paragraph. Umandi Amar Ad Beseisol Savra Haluka Sof Pirka. The one that says Abed Seisrael holds that Haluka is the end of the paragraph. So Rav Chisim Metaris L'Tamei. Rav Chisim is Metaris L'Shitaso. Do Kuli Alma Savri Haluka Sof Pirka. Maybe everyone agrees Haluka is the end of the paragraph. Mandi Amar Abed Seisrael Shapir. So the one that says Abed Seisrael, the Brisa that reports Abed Seisrael, would work very well. Umandi Amar Ad Eim Habanim. Adim Abanim Smecha Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, and the one that says Adim Abanim Smecha would understand that it's Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, and if he just would have said B'Tseis, it would have implied that B'Tseis is B'Chlal also. So that's why he says it in that way. V'Neima Ad Haluka. Why don't you just say Ad Haluka? B'Chitei Metloyadinan Hey Haluka. V'Neima Haluka Shel Adim Abanim Smecha. So and if you're going to say no, you can't just say until Haluka because there are a million Halukas. So how am I going to know which Haluka you mean? So why don't you just say that you should say until haluka ve'mabon smecha? I mean, what do we just say? Why would we phrase it as ad betesis as ad ema ban smecha? Because if you'd say ad betesis Yisrael, we would think ad viad b'chal, and you'd go past haluka and you would read the next paragraph. So why don't you just say until the haluka ve'mabon smecha, and then I'll know that you say until the haluka that concludes the paragraph of ema ban smecha. Says Mar Kasha, that's taka difficult. We don't know. Rabbi Rav Huna mitaritz tamei. Rabbi Rav Huna will be mitaritz lishitaso also. Dukuli alma haluka reish pirka. Everyone holds haluka is the beginning of the paragraph. Mandi amar adem abanim smecha. The one that says that adem abanim smecha shapirus. That works out very well. Umandi amar ad betzeis Yisrael savar ad velo ad b'chal. The one that says ad betzeis Yisrael holds that ad velo ad b'chal. V'nema ad haluka. So why don't you? Okay, so you could again. You could still make it clear by just saying ad haluka. So v'chitem d'lo yadin hey haluka v'nema ad haluka shebetzeis Yisrael. And again, if you don't know which haluka we're talking about, let it just say that we should say until the haluka of betzeis Yisrael, and that would be clear. So kasha, so that too is difficult. So either opinion has difficulty with one brisa or the other. V'chosim b'geula. The Mishnah had said that after the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have a bracha of geula that we say as part of the seder. Amar Rava, Kriya Shema v'Halel Ga'al Yisrael. Tzlusa Goel Yisrael. When we talk about Geula in the Bracha and Kriya Shema and Halal, it's Goel Yisrael. In davening, it's Goel Yisrael. My time of Derachminin Hu. Because davening, we're davening for the future. We're not reporting on the past. So it's Goel, it's not Goel. Amar Rav Zeira de Kiddusha, Shekhar Shalom Atzos Vitzvanu. In Kiddusha, it's Shekhar Shalom Atzos Vitzvanu. Tzlusa, but in davening, it's Kachen B'mitzvosecha. My time of Derachminin Hu. Because again, it's davening for the future. We have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush on Shabbos. Ksiv Hachol Man Tizkor Es Yom Tzeiskum Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that we should remember the day that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So we connect the two. So when we're doing the mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh, the mitzvah of Kiddush, we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you look at Tosfos points out, Lekach Kavu Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'shamati Me'aram Sheyesh B'Medrash L'fi Shebi Mitzrayim Avdu Ben Yisrael B'Parach Uparach Ba'at Bash V'Gal Sheheim Melachos Arba'im Chasar Achas U'Kshnigul Mitzrayim Esirim El HaShabbos Lishvos Me'osam Lametas Melachos. What's the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush? Very strong question. Why would we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush? Kiddush is about Shabbos. It's about Brias Olam. It has nothing to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why is the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim so important to Kiddush? So Tosfos says, because in Mitzrayim we were doing Lametes Malachos. So when we left Mitzrayim, the way we elevate those Lametes Malachos is that we don't do those, it's those same Lametes Malachos that we don't do on Shabbos. Normally we think of Lametes Malachos based, for good reason, we associate it with the Malachos of Mishkan, which the Gemara in Shabbos says that that's where they come from, the Malachos HaMishkan. So it says, no, there's a deeper connection. It has to do with Shabbos. So it's based on Ad Bash Gematria. But the truth is, the Kasha is a very strong Kasha, meaning, okay, leaving aside all Ad Bashes, what does Yitzias Mitzrayim have anything to do with Kiddush? But it's even stronger than that. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh is not just Kiddush, it's Havdalah Midah Raisa also. So the Minchas Chinuch raises the question in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, if the mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh is both the mitzvah of Kiddush and a mitzvah of Havdalah, shouldn't we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Havdalah also? Meaning Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh is both, it's Kiddush and Havdalah, both Midah Raisa. So how can we only mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush and not in Havdalah? So Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Ginas Egos, in his third sefer, Ginas Egos, Siman Dalet, where he explains as follows. The Rambam, in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, tells us about the mitzvah of Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kadosh, that you have to mention it b'chnisaso, b'yitziyaso, and the Magen Mishnah says, oh, you see from the Rambam that Havdalah is a din d'oraisa also, but you should know, says the Magen Mishnah, that a lot of people disagree with the Rambam and hold that Havdalah is only a din midrabanan. It's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. Not everyone holds like the Rambam, that so he says that in It's just like Kiddush and Avdala and Yantiv. So the way the Magid Mishnah understands, the way the Rambam understands, is that Kiddush, Avdala, and Yantiv is also Daraisa. That would be the sheet of the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah holds Kiddush and Yantiv is Drabanan. So again, the Rambam holds everything's Daraisa. Kiddush, Avdala, Shabbos, Yantiv, all Daraisa. Magid Mishnah says, in the name of many other Rishonim, no, Kiddush and Shabbos is Daraisa, everything else is Drabanan. Kiddush and Yantiv is Drabanan, Havdala is Drabanan. What are they arguing about? So it could be what they're arguing about is that according to the Magid Mishnah, according to the Rambam, what is the idea of the mitzvah of Zachros Yom HaShabbos Kadesh? So the Rambam says over and over again that it's Lahakir Havdalas Yimei Kodesh Miyimei Chol. That the idea of Havdalah is not to declare, the idea of Kiddush rather, is not to declare Kedusha on the day of Shabbos. The day of Shabbos is holy, you know, you're not going to make it Kadosh. It is holy. The idea of Kiddush is to recognize the difference, to openly recognize the difference between the weekdays and the day of holiness. And we do that both on the way in and on the way out, with Kiddush and Avdol, on both borders, both on the border on the way in, between Kedusha and Chol and Kedusha, and on the way out, between Kedusha and Chol. However, the Magen Mishnah would understand that no, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to create a sense of Kedusha, to establish a sense of Kedusha, to be Mekadish something, like the Ramban al Torah writes, that it's similar to Kiddush HaChodesh, it's similar to Kiddush Yovel, that we declare it to be Kadosh, and that only happens once it starts, you can then declare it to be Kadosh. Rav Shechter always points out, it is similar to the Gemara in Nedarim, Dafid Gimel Amud Aleph, that if something is Nolad Bechor, Betoch Beso, She Mitzvah LaHakdish, that a firstborn animal is Kadosh, it's Kadosh Mirachem. But still, there's a mitzvah lahakdisho. Sometimes it may seem strange. Shabbos is here, whether we're makdish or not. Magen Mishnah says, still, there's a mitzvah lahakdisho. We have to declare Kedusha on it. So you understand very well why the Magen Mishnah says that only Kiddush on Shabbos is Daraisa. By Yom Tov, there's no need for Kiddush Tvarim in order to actively participate in declaring it Kadosh. Klal Yisrael makes Yom Tov in the first place, meaning in order to determine when Yom Tov is, it's not Kavu of a Kaima. It doesn't come on its own. The whole idea of Kiddush is you have something that you would think happens all by itself, so there's a mitzvah la'akdisho. That's the idea of Kiddush according to the Magen Mishnah. Well, Yom Tov doesn't happen by itself. It doesn't. It happens by Klal Yisrael declaring a Rosh Chodesh. So then there's not going to be a mitzvah da'oraisa la'akdisho. So he said, maybe the Rambam Shita, though, is not stam that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to divide between Kodesh and Chol. Maybe the Rambam holds that there's two kiyumim in Kiddush. That Kiddush on Shabbos has a kiyum kafel. It has both kiyumim. There's the idea of mitzvah lahakdisho, and the Rambam agrees that there's that idea. But there's also an idea of being mavdil the zman of Kodesh of Shabbos from the zman of Chol. Maybe it's a double kiyum. So why is Havdalah Daraisa? Because you have the Havdilo part, to be mavdil in Kodesh and Chol. Why is Yom Tov Daraisa? You have the Lahavdilo part, to be mavdil between Kodesh and Chol. Why is Kiddush Daraisa? For two reasons. Kiddush on Shabbos is Daraisa, both because it's being mavdil between the Kodesh and the Chol, and because it's a mitzvah lahakdisho. Now he says, Minchas Chinuch Kasha is not a Kasha. Why do I mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayom on Shabbos? Because the idea of Kiddush Hazman was given to Klal Yisrael in the Parsha of HaChodesh HaZalachem. In that Parsha, we have the din that the Inyan of the Geula from Mitzrayim is built into the calendar. That's what the Ramban writes on the Torah, that the Shemos of the Chadashim were Alu Imam Mibavel. So he says that's why we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush Hayom, because the Inyan of Amiras HaKiddush is the active participation in being Maktish Shabbos. So it's a mitzvah just like the mitzvah like the Yishuv of the Bechor. So the Koach of Kiddush Hazman, where do we get that Koach of being Maktish Hazman? We get that from Yetzias Mitzrayim, like the Ramban. So that's why he says, you ever wonder why in the Nusach of the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim we talk about Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does that have to do with Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, anything to do with Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim? Kedushas Hazman has everything to do with Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where we got the ability of Kedushas Hazman. So he says, that's how you miyashiv the Rambam. Okay, Baitu Ligmara, Amra Barshil, the Tzusim and Smiya Karin Yeshua, the Avtar to Magin David. Different Nusach of the Brachos for Davening and for the Avtara. Vasisil Hashem Gadol Kshem Gadolim, Tanir of Yosef, Zeru Shomer Magin David. That the promise that David HaMelech has, he's going to have a Shem Gadol Kshem Gadolim, is that we say Magin David. Amra Pshem Melachish, Vaskol Goy Gadol, Zeru Shomer Melechai Avram. It's in Yana Diyam, it's still Tuesday, we're still still connected to last week's parsha. That's what we say, Elokei Avram. Vavarecha, Zer Shomer Elokei Yitzchak, Vagal Shemecha, Zer Shomer Elokei Yaakov. Each phrase tells us that Klal Yisrael in the future is always going to relate back to the Avos. Yachlu Yuchos Mimukulu, and I might think that we are Chosim the Bracha of Shemon Esri with all of them. Tam Lomer Veheye Bracha, Vechachosmin Vein Chosmin Bekulan, that we're Chosim only with Avram, not with all the Avos. Amar Rav Ashkachtin, Elisabitupum Disa Diasu, Vikamru Vishabata, Bein Betzulusam, Bein Bekidush of Mekadesh HaShabbos. He says, I found the Sabi de Pumbedisa on Shabbos, both in davening and in Kiddush, they said Mekadesh HaShabbos. But Biyom Tova and Yantav, Bein Betzulusam, Bein Bekidush of Mekadesh HaShol Vazmanim. And Yantav was always Mekadesh HaShol Vazmanim. Vaminu Luhu Ana, and I told them, no, Adarabah, the Tzulusa, when it's davening, Bein Beshabbat, Bein Biyom Tova, Mekadesh Yisrael. It should always be Mekadesh HaShol. The Kiddush of Shabbat, Mekadesh Shabbos. Kiddush on Shabbos should be Mekadesh Shabbos, Biyom Tova, Mekadesh HaShol Vazmanim. Kiddush on Yantav should be Mekadesh HaShol Vazmanim. Vana, I mean, a time of the Divi, time of the Tchu. And let me explain to you what my logic is and what their logic is. Time did chu, their logic is very simple. Shabbos tekviyah v'kaimu b'emes l'suzma v'kidusha mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos is built into the calendar, we have no effect on it, and therefore both in davening and in kiddush we say mekadesh Shabbos. Hashem is mekadesh the Shabbos. Yom tovah di Yisrael dekavile dekamavri yarchi v'kavile l'shanem mekadesh shal v'zmanim. But the Yom tovah in which Klal Yisrael participates, we declare when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, had to be ma'abr the shanim, so it's mekadesh shal v'zmanim. Time, so that's their logic. Time of DD, my logic is a little more complicated. Tzulusa de Barabim isa Mekadesh Yisrael. Davening, which is typically done Barabim, we say Mekadesh Yisrael, about all of Klal Yisrael. Kiddush to be Yachad isa b'Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos, b'Yomtov Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. But Kiddush, which is done privately, so we talk about Mekadesh Shabbos and being Mekadesh Zmanim. Says Mar Veloi, Tzulusa b'Yachad milei say, people daven b'Yachidah sometimes. V'Kiddush b'Barabim milei say, people make Kiddush in public sometimes. V'Rava Sava Zil Basar Ikri says, well, primarily davening is done publicly, kiddush privately. Ula bar Rav Nachas kamei the Rava Amr k'sab pumedisa. He did like k'sab pumedisa. V'lam of lamidi, no one corrected him. Alma hadbe Rava. So it sounds like Rava changed his mind. Rav Nasan avud Rav Huna braid Rav Nasan Nachas kamei the Rav Papa Amr k'sab pumedisa. V'shavchei Rav Papa. Rav Papa praised him for doing like k'sab pumedisa. Amr Ravina na'ikul l'sura kamei the Ramei. Rav Nachas kamei shlucha the tzibur of Amr k'sab pumedisa. V'mishaske lekuli alma. Everyone was quieting him down when the shliach tzibur tried to do like the k'sab pumedisa. Amalu shavku. So he said, stop it, don't quiet him down, because the halach is like the Sabbat of Medisa, and then everyone stopped quieting him down. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we go back to the Seder with Mazgul HaKosh Lishi.